As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hockey Expo USA is coming to Chicago Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th at Schaumburg Convention Center. Guest appearances by Bobby Hall, Ed Belfour, Jeremy Roenick, the Hanson Brothers, the Blackhawks Ice Girls, the Score Zone Jay Zawoski, and more. Clinics on how to improve your game, nutrition tips from experts, and a silent auction with all proceeds going to Blackhawks charities with donations accepted for the Give Bonnie Strong 77 Foundation. For more info or to purchase tickets, go to HockeyExpoUSA.com.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going
to
believe
right it. Now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury.
Woo-hoo!
Which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Dodge Ram.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches on Chicago's home fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs have now tied up the Reds 4-4 heading into the top of the ninth inning at Wrigley Field. That's thanks to a two-run shot by Chris Bryant in the bottom of the eighth. All the Cubs offense so far has come on home runs thanks to solo shots from Anthony Rizzo, Tommy La Stella, and like we said, that two-run shot from Chris Bryant. Jason Hamill only lasted five innings, gave up seven hits, four runs, but the bullpen has held the Reds scoreless so far. Again, heading into the top of the ninth at Wrigley Field, tied up 4-4. Carlos Rodon will be on the mound tonight as the White Sox look to even up the series against the Twins in Minnesota. Rodon has struck out 29 batters in his last 28 innings, and he struck out at least five in his last 14 starts. He'll be opposed by the Twins' Tommy Malone. Malone hasn't lasted as much as six innings since he came off the DL in mid-August. Chris Ronji with pregame tonight at 6:35. And two players on the Royals have come down with chickenpox. The team says Kelvin Herrera and Alex Rios will both be out a few weeks while they deal with the virus. The team's concerned that other players might have been exposed, and they are monitoring the team and the staff. To football, Alshon Jeffrey's been sidelined as day-to-day with what the Bears are calling a mild calf strain for 21 days now, and he was not present at Hallis Hall as the Bears held their final practice of the preseason yesterday. Head coach John Fox still won't say when the Bears could see Jeffrey on the field.
You know, as I mentioned a lot of times, I prefer they're out here, but until they're cleared medically, I don't have them. So, again, I can't predict what's going to happen, going forward other than day-to-day. So we'll assess it and... the plan is hopefully we get everybody ready.
Also not practicing yesterday were Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, Jermon Bushrod, Jeremiah Ratliff, John Bostic, and Sam Acho. Running back Norris Perry's been placed on injured reserve. Matt Forte got a Veterans Day off. Bears making some roster moves as they prepare for tomorrow night's preseason finale against the Browns. Bears acquired tight end Kari Lee from the Texans for a conditional sixth-round pick in 2017. To make room on the roster, the Bears have waived tight end Blake Annan. Meanwhile, around the NFL, the Bills are reportedly concerned that running back LeSean McCoy may not be ready to go in week one thanks to a lingering hamstring injury. The NFL has shared video of the new pylon cam. Those cameras positioned on the pylons right on the goal line, giving fans a great view of whether or not a ball makes it into the end zone. And former NFL player Lawrence Phillips has been charged with killing his cellmate in a California prison. He now faces first-degree murder charges. Phillips currently serving 31 years for choking his ex-girlfriend and driving his car into a group of three teenagers after a pickup football game. The scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears preseason coverage. And interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Send a text to 670-11. We'll send you a message back confirming we received it. Message and data rates apply. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
John Fox was sort of nebulous when discussing Kyle Long, and he wouldn't rule out the possibility that Kyle Long could be moved to right tackle.
What we're finally getting to is the understanding that this is a really bad team, which is what we also knew a month ago. We also knew that this was supposed to be a developmental year in which you took a 5-11 team, which you knew was going to be bad again, which now might be even worse than that, and that's fine. Why is everyone pretending that there are all these important positional battles and this is going to matter and they don't have receivers and none of it matters. It's a bad team. Start thinking about next year. Anything you can do to start preparing for next year and the year after you should be doing, and that includes Kyle Long at tackle.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Marcus?
Jermon Bushrod hasn't looked good, and I think it's because his back is bad. I think Jermon Bushrod is still, you know, one of the two best offensive linemen on the team, but he had off-season back surgery. It wasn't significant back surgery. I know what it looks like when a guy's not right, and he just doesn't appear to be right. But now, if you've got problems at both tackles, you might as well make the move and get Kyle Long out there on the left side, because he's not wasted on the left side the way he would be on the right side. And if you're going to struggle anyway, begin the process of at least developing an anchor for that offensive line.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Dan Bernstein, Barry Rosner.
It's a Wednesday on the road. It's a business trip.
I've got a way.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1-6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, one of those rare Wednesday business trips, a Who Needs Two tavern tour here in Lincoln Park. So maybe you're getting out of class or maybe you're on the way home. Come by, have yourself an ice cold Bud Light. It's a very cool place, New York Wing Factory. Great food, great times. And if you like watching games, pro and college, this is the place. They've got daily food and drink specials. They have over 30 high-definition flat screens for your viewing pleasure. And for your pleasure, your possible winning pleasure, we have Cubs tickets to give away today. Barry Rosner is in for Terry Boers. Some information here from somebody who would know our question about the Blackhawks merchandising, because we heard reported via Twitter that Julie DeCaro, at least somebody she knows, an acquaintance of hers, was able to swap out a recently purchased Patrick Kane jersey for that of Jonathan Toews.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this source, their stores are contracted out. I believe it's Levy Restaurant Corporation, same as the Cubs. The team does not own the inventory but collects a royalty. That being said, I'm sure they can work with their retail partner to accommodate exchange requests. The Ravens did something similar last year in the wake of the Ray Rice news. Their online store is part of the larger NHL shop platform, so the Hawks do not operate that independently. Appreciate the info. Sam in Irving Park, you're on The Score.
Hi, hello?
Yes.
Dan, I was just calling. I just have a quick comment. I met you at the Jewel Osco a couple months ago, and I told you how much I appreciated your candidness with the Joe Paterno case.
Okay.
And how much I enjoyed that you had the conversation in the right place. And pertaining to the Kane case, I'm watching these, you know, the giant sport TV radio conglomerates, and they keep using these same meaningless platitudes. They hope Kane can get a stick back in his hand quickly because he's very good on the ice. They hope this young man can get back to hockey where he belongs, when what you first said when this news broke is they should be hoping that the truth comes out for this woman. And I think what's tied into that is people feel that Joe Paterno, when they're doing well, they're an extension of that fandom. And I would just implore your listeners and people listening to think, if this was your daughter or someone you knew, would you still have the same feelings about Patrick Kane?
Well, I think the issue, Sam, the essence of it is there's no reason to assume anything on either side. What's really galling, and has been since we were on the forefront of this conversation when the story first broke, when you and I were sitting together, Barry, is There's no reason to think that the accuser is lying. That doesn't make any sense. To make that assumption means there's something wrong with you.
And if you look at the percentage of Hawk fans who jump to that conclusion immediately, that she's got some motive, or she's done something to set him up, or she deserved it, or, you know, God forbid she was in a bar having a drink and was near Patrick Kane and therefore sent the message that she deserves whatever he decided to do.
Being in the same room constitutes consent.
Yes.
Well, we don't have to tread back over that same ground.
Let's not.
But I, speaking of making sure you keep an open mind when you see and hear things, I loved this story today and the work that went into it. Tom Lee from Deadspin took the story and what appeared to be one of these typically saccharine military reunion stories. And you know, you see it every once in a while. Oh, the kid didn't know the mom or dad was back from the war and they're running on the field, or he threw out the pitch and the parent was wearing the catcher's mask and they didn't realize who it was until later. So now it's sort of a prepackaged, cliched thing that people sell to make people feel good. Last weekend, at the preseason St. Louis Rams game, this according to Deadspin, a familiar ritual played out with a stadium full of fans and a TV audience watching. Rams cheerleader Candace Ruoco Valentine was surprised by the arrival of her husband, August Valentine, a Marine Corps first lieutenant who had just returned home from service abroad. And they show the visuals. They got everything here. He said, calls it a sterling example of the genre. All-American cheerleader literally drops her pom-poms to run toward her husband, relief written across her face. The happy young couple embraces.
I hate where this is going.
And Rampage, an anthropomorphic ram, looks on approvingly at their release from anxiety and fear. So here they're showing all this. And then here, there's the headlines. Preseason surprise, reuniting cheerleader with military husband. Rams surprise cheerleader with military husband's return. Rams cheerleader's husband surprises her by returning from overseas deployment. He said it could also be described rather differently. Candace Ruoco Valentine is, in fact, a cheerleader for the Rams. She made her debut this past weekend, the very game in which her husband surprised her with his return from abroad. She's several other things as well. She's a first lieutenant in the U.S. Marine Corps. She's a former White House intern who worked under Laura Bush. She's a member of the Ruoco family, which is heavily involved in Illinois Republican politics. August Valentine, meanwhile, is in fact a first lieutenant of the USMC. He made his surprise return to St. Louis, though, not from, say, the anxiety and peril of a security mission in Anbar province, but from a posting in South Korea, where combat operations wound down 62 years ago. He also happens to be not some anonymous leatherneck, but a member of the Bush family, which built the Anheuser-Busch Corporation and, years after the sale of the business, retains incredible power in St. Louis. Valentine's maternal grandfather, Gussie Bush, is credited with building the family business into the biggest brewery in the world, and the Rams at one point played in a stadium named for the family. For perspective, the happy couple had their wedding ceremony at the Vatican. It isn't to say that rich people don't deserve nice moments or that their emotions are less authentic than anyone else's, but along with other basic information about the two, it does slightly complicate the story of a photogenic NFL cheerleader being surprised by her photogenic military husband's surprise return from service at the football game. And so does one of Candace Ruoco Valentine's Facebook posts, in which she lauds not only the Rams for their efforts to make the reunion happen, but the mom with a plan, Mrs. Catherine Ruoco. Speaking of plans, that would be the same Catherine Ruoco running for a state representative seat in Illinois, who now has a patriotic viral video featuring her family, lately seen on Fox News, to share on her campaign's official Facebook page. Makes sense. An NFL team would go out of its way to do something special for a member of one of the most powerful families in America instead of, say, a local grunt who served in a combat zone, because these reunions really aren't orchestrated and televised for the benefit of the soldiers and families involved. They're done because cozying up to the military is a good way for the NFL to market itself as a noble civic endeavor while making some extra money, and because the American football-loving public loves a chance to share in a bit of unearned catharsis
watching two smiling, photogenic soldiers embrace in relief, a great way to forget about all the bodies that have piled up. If a given reunion happens to be basically a viral political ad, and given the